So very seldom do we really pay attention to the fact that life does have rules if you look for them. My wife and I recently went to a basketball game at Stanford, University of Colorado versus Stanford, and we were sitting in the Colorado seats up in the nosebleed section. I got recognized. They put me down in the front row of the Stanford Athletic Director's box. There we were, my wife and I, wearing Cal colors, rooting for Colorado. And from early on in life, we learned to be loyal to our school. My school, right or wrong. My team, right or wrong. It might just be what city I happen to live in. Does that make me a better person because I'm in a city that has a better team? Not really. We have to understand it's still lighthearted. It's a game. It's a fun ritual and that sort of thing. Because eventually in life, we start saying, my country, right or wrong, rather than asking questions and really challenging things that boil down to a lot of violence and death in the world. I was brought up, taught that there are people that are strong and use their muscles and their power, and they're forced to get somewhere. It's called brawn. Bullies push you around. And I wanted to be the other side, the brain side, that the brain was really the important for the future of a person and for the future of all of us. And that's where I sat. I wanted to always be on the brain side. Berkeley, I wanted to attend Berkeley because it was a symbol of intellectual thought. Back in those counterculture times when people were talking about it being okay to live life different ways, that life could be different. The intellectuals were at the universities. They were challenging a lot of the accepted wisdom and ways that we lived our life.